I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is indeed.
I had a classic motorcycle once. It was stolen. I had it in Boston.
Oh, wow.
It was the same model that Steve McQueen rode.
Wow.
It was a Harley Davidson 250 cc's.
That's why it was stolen. Maybe it escaped.
But we have recently had escape room.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you might do, I would never do, as thrills.
You think I would do
summer
that?
Films with escape in their titles.
Okay.
So I thought, who better than the ultimate escapist, you, could I approach with this?
Yeah.
And say, my favorite of them all is The Great Escape.
Okay.
With Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
And Charles Bronson. And who knows who
James
else?
James Garner in that? Or?
But some of these guys from the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Because I think it's John Sturges is the director.
Right.
It makes something very romantic out of a grim situation.
Right.
Escaping from a World War II internment camp.
Right.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. So it's always the setting, right, that informs the escape.
Yes.
And how it takes place.
Good.
And how it's shaped.
Good.
My favorite is, can you guess?
Escape from Alcatraz.
Yes. That's it. Thank you very much for knowing my psyche. It's Clint Eastwood. Early
now,
80s.
This place is impossible to escape.
Well, Alcatraz was considered to be inescapable. Clint Eastwood made this movie in the early 80s, intimate movie about how these guys break out from Alcatraz, and it's based on a true story.
And Patrick McGoohan
Is the warden. He's nasty.
And Don Siegel is the director.
And Don Siegel, yeah. So he's got that great team up, right?
Wow,
the guy that directed Dirty Harry and Two Mules for Sister Sarah with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Does he escape?
Him and two other guys escape.
Okay.
And they build these little dummies out of paper mache. They spoon their way.
Okay.
They create a tunnel. And once they escaped, they had to swim across the San Francisco Bay, but their bodies were never found.
In The Great Escape, some 70, McQueen and the others helped get out.
Yeah.
Only three survived.
The great thing about Escape from Alcatraz is they did escape.
Yes. Good.
Now we've eaten up 5 minutes and we've only talked about two escape movies. So that's it for this episode of Cinema Classics.
No, because we've got another great director doing two that I can think of.
Okay.
Escape from New York in 1981 and Escape from L.A. in 1996.
I did not see that coming.
So we've got some good directors. We have John Carpenter here.
Escape from New York, all of New York City is now a prison.
Was it that one? I'm just thinking the same thing.
So Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell goes in there to rescue the president's
He's already a convicted robber, right, or something.
Yeah.
I love that.
What a great iconic role in his eye patch.
And then they bring him back 15 years later, a doomsday device in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And he's brought in, we have another great actor, Steve Buscemi.
Oh.
Directors and actors make these very solid films.
Yeah.
Brian Cox plays an escapist in 2008.
Uh-huh.
The escapist. Yeah.
Now, does that technically count as having the word escape?
Well, wouldn't you think? And the final one, starring a favorite of ours who will play in any film that will have him, came out in 94, and this would be Ray Liotta.
Oh. What was that? What's that movie?
No Escape.
Oh, No Escape. That's not a bad movie, actually. That's kind of fun.
A soldier.
B-movie.
Yeah, he is.
Let's not forget, since we're only talking about movies with escape in the title, a couple of years ago, Schwarzenegger and Stallone teamed up.
Why am I not remembering?
Yeah. It's called Escape Plan. Because Stallone has now mastered these little B action movies,
right?
It turned a profit, and there's a sequel coming out soon.
If I see a film with the word escape in it, I'm intrigued, but I'm also expecting junk.
A built-in narrative hook.
Yeah.
If a protagonist is trapped in a situation, it pleases us as spectators when it's resolved. You know the conclusion you want to happen.
Yeah.
Right? And so even bad ones are kind of entertaining.
Good. But in my own mind, if there isn't in some meta way, all of us wanting to escape
for
whoever we are, whatever we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And isn't that the big thing that's always ticking in the back of our minds, right?
So that keeps us always looking for escape,
yes,
right? Escaping to WGBH.
Where's that? Boston.
Boston, right? Yeah. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.